Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Power Is Now Online Radio. My name is Eric Frazier. Thank you for joining us online today and on the telephone. It's a beautiful day in Southern California, a great day to talk to the leadership of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, the oldest minority real estate trade association. Folks, this is going to be another great show. Listen in and get all of your questions answered about NAREB and the business and educational opportunities that come with membership. With me today is President Julius Cartwright and President-elect Donnell Spivey. Also with me is Regional Vice President Emmerich Peace. Folks, this is going to be a powerhouse panel, and they are fully prepared to talk about the value proposition of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. I'm excited about the interview and the great things we're going to learn about the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. Today's show is being sponsored by Prime Lending, a Plains Capital Bank. Please tell your friends if they want to learn more about the National Association of Real Estate Brokers from the top, they should join The Power Is Now online or by telephone right now. We'll be right back right after this commercial break. This is Eric Frazier. Please go to the powerisnow.com website, and there you'll find all of the past shows. In fact, on the menu bar, you'll see radio, and you click on radio, you'll see live show. And in that section of the website, anything that's playing throughout the day will play under live show. If there's a particular show you're looking for that is played some time ago, just go to past shows, and you'll be able to listen to all the past shows, and not quite all of them, but most of the past shows on the Power Is Now. Folks, we've done over 160 shows. Can you believe that? Since August 20th, 2009, The Power Is Now has been bringing great programming every single week. We have The Power Is Now Breaking News, in which we have experts in the field break down the headline news in real estate. We have The Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, where we bring experts in real estate to talk about opportunities in real estate, strategies for real estate professionals, information they can use to grow their business. And then we have The Power Is Now University, which is typically professors, economists, tax experts, anybody who can provide information that we can use in our household or in dealing with financial-related challenges or just educating us to make better decisions. The Power Is Now University. It's a great tool for both real estate professionals and consumers. So we have The Power Is Now Breaking News, and we have The Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, and we have The Power Is Now University. Well, lastly, we have The Power Is Now Agent Spotlight. And I tell you, I really enjoy that program. It's because we bring on the very best in the business. Top agents come on the show, and they are willing to share all of their secrets, their success, their story, and how they made it to the top. Folks, we have had some great Power Agent Spotlight programs or shows. I encourage you to listen to them right there on The Power Is Now. Thank you for tuning in today on The Power Is Now. Continue to listen and continue to tell others about the great things that are happening on The Power Is Now. Like on us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Active Ring. We're all over the social media because we're trying to keep you informed and let you know about great opportunities to learn right here on The Power Is Now and absolutely for free. Thank you for joining us today on The Power Is Now. And we're back. For those of you who are new to The Power Is Now online radio, the name and slogan The Power Is Now suggests that we maximize our potential for success in business and life when we act on information and opportunities now. The present is our future, because the future is only a reflection of past decisions to act now. And we are at our best. We maximize our success when we act now. That's our slogan and theme of The Power Is Now. Power Is Now Online Radio is an online radio network from which a series of teleconferences are created to inspire, empower, educate consumers and real estate professionals about changes in the world of real estate, banking, finance, marketing, economics, government, and anything else that can give real estate professionals and consumers the tools they need to be successful. For questions or comments about The Power Is Now, please email eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com. Or you can contact us by telephone at 800-401-8994. If you're listening to the show for the first time, please go to thepowerisnow.com and become a member of The Power Is Now Network for free. On The Power Is Now website and also on Blog Talk Radio, you can listen to past shows and take advantage of special discounts to other services that can help you grow your business. There is value in membership, and membership is free. Being a member also adds you to our database for communication and notification of upcoming speakers. Well, folks, we are about ready to begin our conversation with the leadership of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers in just a few minutes. This is a final call to join us and listen in to this panel discussion about NARAB. Please tell the agents in your office to get on the line, on the phone line, that is, and listen to the show. They will not be disappointed. Call, text, email your friends and buddies in the business, and let them know The Power Is Now is live and is going to share some valuable information. We'll be right back right after this commercial break. Hello, everybody. This is Eric Frazier. I just want to take a minute to tell you about the great things that are happening on The Power Is Now. Did you know that The Power Is Now has programming that takes place every single day? That's right. Every single day, there's a show playing on The Power Is Now. And not just one show, but shows throughout the day, every single day. There's an 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. There's a 12 o'clock show, a 3 o'clock and a 5 o'clock show. We even have a 7 o'clock show every single day, folks. You can catch some great information right here on The Power Is Now. Just go to thepowerisnow.com and click under Live Show. You'll see whatever's playing at that time, you'll hear it right there on The Power Is Now. Whatever is playing throughout the day will be on the live show. And if there's a particular show you want to listen to, just go to the past shows, or to the Power Agent Spotlight, or the Real Estate Resource, or The Power Is Now Breaking News. Folks, The Power Is Now is just jam-packed with great information for real estate professionals and consumers, and I want to encourage you to tune in every day and listen to all the shows. There are over 160 shows that have been recorded on The Power Is Now, all about real estate, empowering real estate agents with information, empowering consumers with information, information that is relevant, information that is current, information that they can use. The Power Is Now. Remember, we are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. That's what The Power Is Now is all about, and that's why we have this information playing every single day on The Power Is Now radio. Please go to thepowerisnow.com and like on us. In fact, go to LinkedIn and connect with me, Eric Frazier, and The Power Is Now. We're also on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. We're all over the social media, and of course, on Facebook, you could even listen to our podcast on Facebook, because we make sure that we notify those of you who are following us on Facebook every week with the upcoming shows. Well, that's it for now. We hope you'll continue to listen to The Power Is Now and tell others about it. Thank you for listening today on The Power Is Now. And we're back. For those of you who are just joining us, we are getting ready to interview the leadership of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. Folks, this is going to be a great opportunity to learn more about the association if you're already familiar, and also to truly understand what the value proposition is of membership. On the phone with me now is President Julius Cartwright, President-elect Donnell Spivey, and Regional Vice President Emmerich Peace. These three gentlemen are fully prepared to discuss NAREP, its history, its present, and its future. So I'm excited about it and looking forward to engaging them right now. President Cartwright, thank you so much for being on the call today. Welcome to The Power Is Now.
Thank you, Eric. It's good to be back. And how are things going in California?
California is fantastic. As you know, the song says it never rains in California. Well, this week, it's not true, but the weather is great, and life is good in California. President Spivey, thank you for being on. President-elect Spivey, thank you for being on The Power Is Now today as well.
Thank you, Eric. This is a great opportunity. I've heard so much about this show, and I'm so glad to be a part of it today.
Thank you, President Spivey, for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. And then we have Emmerich Peace. Thank you, Emmerich, for joining us today on The Power Is Now.
Not a problem. Thank you, Erica. Looking forward to a great conversation and help people better understand what we do and how we do it.
Fantastic. Folks, again, we have three leaders of the organization. And for those of you who are familiar with The Power Is Now, you already know that we have a tradition. We ask all of our guests who come on the show to share what they feel the statement, the phrase, The Power Is Now means to them as industry leaders or even personally as, you know, as individuals, as fathers, as leaders within their family and their community. The Power Is Now is a phrase that resonates with many people, and it means different things to different people. And so we're going to begin with our president and ask him to share what does a phrase mean to him. And then, President Cartwright, if you could, after make that really the last thing you really discuss, first, we would like you to kind of introduce yourself to our audience. You are the president of the organization, but talk about how long you've been with the organization. And then, in addition to being the president, you also are a real estate broker. Tell us a little bit about your organization, your company, and then about The Power Is Now, what that means to you, and then finally, what you would like to see occur in this discussion today, what you would like our audience members to learn from this discussion. And we'll ask each of you on this panel to do the same thing, and we'll begin with our president, President Cartwright.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Frazier. I appreciate that. My name is Julius Cartwright. I'm the 27th president of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. I am excited as I enter my second year, 2013, with all the fantastic things that we have moving along. But more importantly, I'm excited about the new era leadership and those who will be following my leadership to continue to grow this organization. I've been involved with the National Association of Real Estate Brokers for 25 years. I've been a member for 25 years, and I've been involved nationally for about 22 years. I am a broker owner of Dream Team Realty in Cleveland, Ohio, and we've done a lot of business specializing in full service from REO to new construction. The Power Is Now. What that means to me, when you think about the word power, it means energy, it means excitement, it means elevation. And so when I hear the show and I hear the energy and the individuals involved with it, it's always uplifting, it's always inspiring, and I think you do a great job, Mr. Frazier, and I'm just happy to be here today.
Thank you, President Cartwright. I really appreciate those kind words, and we are inspired on The Power Is Now to keep sharing information and inspiring other people by great content. Before we move to President-elect Spivey, President Cartwright, what would you like to see happen in this discussion today? What would you like our audience members to get out of our panel discussion?
I think the most important ingredient that I would like to see each listener get out of today's discussion is more awareness and understanding, and a depth of understanding that they may not have had prior to hearing this show today. I think that's extremely important.
Well, that's great, and we certainly hope we achieve that objective Next up is President-elect Spivey. President-elect Spivey, share with us your background, how long you've been involved with NAREP, your company, of which you are the broker owner, and then what the phrase "the power is now" means to you, and then finally what you would like to see our audience members learn from today's discussion.
Thank you, Eric. Again, my name is Donnell Spivey. I'm the president-elect for the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. I've been a member of NAREP since 1989. I'm also the broker owner of Exit Spivey Professional Realty, which is located in Ellicott City, Maryland. Ellicott City is just outside of Baltimore. And I've been a broker since 2004. The power is now, means to me, is that right now we have the power to do what we need to do to grow our businesses, to grow our families, and do the things that we want to do in life. National Association of Real Estate Brokers is made up of primary African-American real estate professionals, and so is our national president. That is, our United States president is an African-American. So that should give us more incentive to know that we have the power to do what we want to do at the present time. Also, what I'd like for the listeners to get out of this conversation, this radio show today, with an understanding about NAREP and what we do to help people succeed as well as gain knowledge, because we're about training the individuals to become the better professional they want to become. So if anything else, get out of this conversation and this radio show today is that NAREP want to help you. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, President-elect Spivey. Next up is Regional Vice President Emmerich Peace.
Yes, good evening. I am Emmerich Peace. I'm Regional Vice President for Maryland, Washington, D.C., and Virginia. And I've been a member of NAREP since 2004, a very active member since 2004. And what the power is now means to me is that we all have a God-given ability and talent. It's just a matter of when do we take advantage of that talent and maximize the opportunity. And with that opportunity, the power that's within that opportunity is wherever we decide to take ourselves to maximize our God-given gifts. And what that means at this point in time is that everything is available to us now. There's no reason. There's no excuses. Excuses are only good for the people who are giving the excuses. They're not good for no one else because no one else really cares. So we need to harness the power, harness the energy that we have, the God-given talent to take advantage of. And the power is now. I am the operator. Partner of Keller Williams Preferred Properties in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. We are a premier real estate company. We are 100% African-American owned. We are, if not the largest African-American owned real estate company, single office company in the country. We have 250 associates. We've sold more than $1 billion of real estate. And we've, more importantly than that, we've profit shared more than $1 million of income with our associates. So we look to empower people. We look to take the power, and the power is now. What I'd like for people to get out of this conversation is that individually we all have goals and ideas. The reality is collectively as a group we can always achieve more than any one individual. So within the NAREP concept and the NAREP mantra of democracy and housing serving the underserved market, the mantra is all about giving back. The mantra is all about giving and servant leadership and coming into a place where we help serve others. The reality is that when we serve others and we seek opportunities through others, we have genuine business, we have genuine opportunities, and by the same token, we're helping our fellow mankind. So what I would like people to understand is that if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. And NAREP is a great opportunity to help others to succeed in their housing needs, their financial needs, and their business needs.
Well, thank you very much, Regional Vice President Emmerich Peace. Well, folks, there you have it. Three very seasoned professionals with a lot of experience in the NAREP organization, very successful in their own rights as businessmen and brokers in real estate. And this is going to be a great panel discussion today about the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. Please hang in there with us. When we come back, we're going to dive into our first talking point, and that is about the history of this organization. NAREP is unique in that it has a rich history that goes back to the early 1940s. We'll be right back right after this commercial break. Hello, everybody. This is Eric Lawrence Frazier, host and executive producer of The Power Is Now online radio. Thank you for listening online and by telephone today to our program. In addition to being the host and executive producer of this show, I am also a mortgage banking professional, a production manager for Prime Lending, federal NMLS number 461807. I specialize in purchase transactions of all types. If you are a first-time homebuyer or investor, I can help you. If you need an FHA, VA, or a conventional loan, or any of the three types of loans in connection with a down payment assistance program, I can help you. It doesn't matter, folks. I love working on purchase transactions. The more complicated they are, the more excited I get. If your client is not sure if they're ready to buy, or if they want to know what they need to do to get ready to buy, have them contact me if you are a real estate professional. Of course, if you are a buyer, a consumer, and you're looking to buy a home, please call me directly. I will be happy to give you great advice and instruction for free. It's what I do, and I love what I do. Please consider me on your next transaction because I am very serious, a highly educated mortgage banking professional with 31 years of frontline experience, folks. I have not been sitting in an ivory tower, but on the front line, working in the field, looking at transactions and solving every problem with loans that can develop on any transaction. If you are a buyer, thank you for listening to the Power Is Now online radio. If you need a trusted and experienced advisor, pick up the phone and call me or email me. My information is on thepowerisnow.com and thedoitnowteam.com. On thedoitnowteam.com, you can apply online to obtain a pre-approval for a home loan. And if you're not able to apply online, your application can be taken over the phone. And we are able to lend in most states, not all 50 states, but just about. If you need a real estate agent, please call me. Let me, as your trusted advisor, recommend someone that I know and have checked out and will endorse. I will make sure you are served properly, and I want to hear from you if they are not exceeding your expectations. Finally, folks, if you are a real estate professional, thank you also for listening to The Power Is Now. If every transaction is important to you and your reputation is important to you, then it is imperative that you put your transaction in the capable hands of an experienced mortgage banking professional. If not me, someone like me. If you have been around long enough, then you already know what I'm saying is true. It's not interest rates or fees or even the company, because they're all the same and very close to each other in both interest rates and costs. Today, it's about experience, education, and professionalism, and I think that he has given me all three. Please contact me here at The Power Is Now at 1-800-261-1634, extension 703, or by email at eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com. If you need a pre-approval or to consult with me about a transaction, please email me or call me and put my 31 years of experience to work for you. Prime Lending, a nationwide bank. You can reach me directly at Prime Lending at 800-261-1634, extension 703. Again, my federal NMLS number is 461807. If you are out of the area, go to primelending.com and locate a mortgage consultant in your area and tell them The Power Is Now sent you, or you can contact me because I can lend in most states. Thank you in advance for contacting me and considering me on your next transaction. Thank you for tuning in each week, every week, on The Power Is Now. Remember, the power is now. We are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. Act now and call me. And we're back. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the Power Is Now online radio. Today, we are interviewing the National Association of Real Estate Brokers Leadership. On the phone with me is President Julius Cartwright, President-elect Donnell Spivey, and Regional Vice President Emmerich Peace. Folks, they're going to share a lot of information today about the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. And if you've been with us already, you know that they have a rich history themselves with the organization, and they are successful real estate brokers presently. We're going to begin our discussion today about the history of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, and we'll begin with President Julius Cartwright. Thank you, Mr. President, again for being on the line with us today. Share with our audience the history of this great organization.
Thank you, Eric Frazier. Yeah, we have a very rich history in terms of what we've been able to accomplish as a real estate trade association. First and foremost, we are an institution because the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, often referred to as REALTIS, have been in existence for 66 years. And once you survive 66 years, you are literally an institution. So that, number one. The second thing is we were formed out of a group of 12, and it's very germane to what really happened as it relates to the disciples in the Bible. When you look at the fact we start our organization with 11 men and one woman, and we grew this organization and developed this organization over 66 years is awesome. And when you look at what happened biblically as it relates to the disciples and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, they really align because our organization was founded in the 40s, 1947 to be exact, from a national perspective, but we met a lot in churches. We are a Christ-centered organization, and that's why we have prayer breakfasts. That's why we pray before we meet. That's why we pray after we conclude our meetings to close it out. It's because we got this far in democracy and housing by praying first and foremost as a real estate trade association. A lot of people don't get that.
President Cartwright, I am so happy that you are bringing this aspect of the organization into light. The fact that we combine faith and business in our meetings, both in the chapter level, the state level, and the national level, and that you are unapologetic about the fact that this is a Christ-centered organization. Does that exclude, though, any other members who may not be practicing Christians, but may be of other faiths and other groups? This is a real estate association, right?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you clarified that. We are a very spiritual-based organization. We're open to all races and all different ethnicities as well as all spiritualities. So our organization is not about a specific group or a specific religion by any stretch or imagination. I wanted to really drill home the point and the fact that we have survived these 66 years by faith and by walking in that direction.
One other thing, Eric, came into existence out of necessity because we weren't allowed as blacks to join some of the other organizations, and that's the main focus and the main reason that this organization was formed. And even today, we have different opinion about some of the laws that are passed with respect to real estate, and sometimes we have differences with other organizations with respect to what our beliefs are. So just wanted to hit that little tidbit.
Great point, Donnell. The organization, the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, was born out of necessity, a need for opportunity for African Americans. President Cartwright, can you share with us some more things that are unique about the organization, given the fact that it's been around so long? The first thing you said, that any organization that can survive, 66 years of existence is in fact an institution. What would be some of the other comparisons you can make to this organization and others?
Well, it's a few things that you can make. When you look at the landscape across the United States and look at the number of trade associations, there's very few trade associations that have a 66-year history. And that could be compared to a lot of different associations as well. And I think that's the thing that makes NARAB really and truly unique in terms of where it actually stands.
Now, NARAB, when it began in 1946 or 47?
It began in 1947. But there actually were other organizations, local chapters that were created prior to 1947. 1925, the Harlem Realtors Board, 1935, Philadelphia Realtors Board, and we had a couple boards in Atlanta and Chicago that were in the late 1939-37. And so you have various chapters popping up, but we were not united from a national standpoint of view.
And so in 1947, there was a consolidation, if you will, of these chapters by these 11 men and one female.
That's correct.
So 66 years later, the organization stronger, more powerful. What are some of the things that NARAP as an organization been able to accomplish? Some highlights, if you will, of some major accomplishments of the organization.
Well, I think there are several comments that we could make specifically as it relates to the accomplishments. I think first and foremost, we're clearly the oldest fair housing organization in this country. We're moving into our 45th. We're into our 45th year now as we speak in 2013. In April, for the Fair Housing Month, which will be representing 45 years of fair housing. And since our mantra and motto is democracy and housing, we've been a fair housing organization for 66 years. And so it's one of the accomplishments that I'm extremely proud of. But beyond that, I think the thing that I'm most proud of, even in myself, is that NARAP has made me become a leader, and it has also developed leaders across the country, both young, seasoned, and some have moved on and passed away, but it's created an incredible amount of leaders and developed many of our members and taken them to another level.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the title of our discussion today is NARAP 2013 and Beyond, New Era of Leadership. Let's talk about membership and the opportunities to grow as a leader. Let's start with you, Donnell. Tell us about your experience as a member and growing into the leader. You are really one step away of being the next president of this association. You are president-elect. Tell us about your leadership experience that you gained while in the organization.
Well, Eric, funny that you mentioned that. NARAP has a history of developing their leaders for a long time. And then I went to the third vice president, second vice president, first vice president, and now president-elect. Each one of those first vice presidents, I served as 2 years. So it's been a long road to get to president-elect. But I am so proud and glad to be in this position, because I looked at this organization since 1989, and the people are full of love within the organization. And I'm just so proud to be able to do my little bit to help grow this organization to another level. And as I looked at it throughout the course of those vice presidents and president-elect, I believe that we need to grow better, faster, by starting from our local boards. So in my vision is that we need to help each one of these local chapters do the things that they need to do and grow and give them support. So my vision is to support those local chapters and grow them. And as a result, NARAP as a whole is going to grow. These local chapter members need help across the country, anywhere from education to just being able to grow and leadership, and that's what we want to provide in the upcoming years.
Now, President Cartwright, perhaps you can answer this question, but has every president, you're the 27th president, has every president of NARAP also been a chapter president? Because it is a long road, as Donnell has said, it's a long road to the presidency.
Yes, I would say for the most part that is correct. But with the exception of some of the early years, I'm not so sure that I can really speak to the facts of what may have happened from 1947 up to 1970 or something around that nature. But for the most part, they do have to serve where you have to demonstrate that you have leadership skills, because to allow someone to become president of a trade association, and as you just heard President-elect Spivey speak to the fact, to help the local chapters, it's hard to assist local chapters if you have not performed or been in that position. You really can't relate. So it's a leadership role from the bottom up where we go from the ground up as opposed to the top down. So generally what happens inside of our organization, and I'm pretty sure it's the case with most, is that you have worked your way to the top. You've served in various capacities before you become president, which makes you presidential because you had an opportunity to gain all those leadership skills. And more importantly, you can relate with the people in the situation where they are now because you served in those capacities.
President-elect Spivey, tell me about your experience as a member before you became chapter president. Why did you first join the organization, and how did you get on the path to chapter president and then vice president positions all the way up to your current role as president-elect?
Well, I had some good friends that were in real estate with me that encouraged me to attend the local meetings, and then they encouraged me and convinced me to go to a national convention. My first national convention, when I got there and saw all of these African-American real estate brokers and professional folks that was walking around networking and sharing different ideas, was just exciting to me. And the other thing that a lot of people don't get from their first convention, I actually was awarded the Realtors of the Year at my first convention, which that was even more excitement for me. But as I continued to go to the conferences, I met other real estate professionals across the country, and I started to give out referrals and receive referrals from other real estate professionals from different states. Otherwise, that's a stream of revenue that I never would have gotten. And then I started to work with the banks and network with other partners to learn how to get other opportunities that could help me grow my business here in Maryland. So as it stands right now, just about any major city across this country, I know of a Realtors member that's worked that city that I consider referral to. So that was a tremendous help to mine and help and growth to my business in Maryland.
Emmerich, tell us about your experience. You are a regional vice president. In fact, what does a regional vice president do at NARAP? And then did you begin as a chapter president, or not as a chapter president? You became a member and you became then a chapter president. How long has the role been for you?
Well, I originally started as just an observer, a member, and as the years went along, I decided to get more and more involved because I saw the need to step into certain roles and certain functions to help people grow. I started out on the committee, went into being a vice president and then a chapter president and then into the regional director position. As a regional director, my primary responsibility is to grow membership and to provide some type of continuity between the chapters and national. So my main focus is to make sure that the chapters in my area get the support, they get the guidance, they get the leadership to grow their membership and to be completely engaged with the national and just to be a support system for them.
So you said in the beginning you were an observer. What did you observe that made you, you know, make the leap to jump in, if you will, into the organization? Why did you become a member?
Well, I became a member because I believe in the mantra of democracy and housing serving the underserved market. We're at the time it was 2004, and to say that all things are created equal, it just wasn't an accurate statement. There is still an underserved market in this country. There was then, and there's still now. So at a certain point, the voiceless have to have a voice, and the voice of the voiceless is usually the most educated. So in order to give that voice to the voiceless, I felt that it was necessary that I get more involved with NARAB because of that mantra of democracy and housing and to serve that underserved market. And also, I saw what NARAB was doing in the community and the involvement with other brokers. So for me, it's a community event. It's a growth in my business. It's an engagement to enlighten other professionals. So it's a combination of reasons for me.
One of the objections that, you know, we face as leaders, chapter presidents, vice presidents of membership, and talking to others about becoming a member is time. They don't have the time. Was it about the organization that allowed you to commit the time necessary to learn about the organization, get involved in membership and leadership of the organization? And I really would like to hear that from each of you. And we'll start with our president, President Cartwright. Talk about the value proposition that essentially made you make the time.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's based on drive, and I think individuals are driven by certain things and things that they like, you gravitate towards, and I have always enjoyed the opportunity to work inside of our trade association and really enjoy the networking, the education, and all the opportunities. So the trend is to make yourself available for those particular opportunities that present themselves. So some of it is time management, but some of it is wants, desires, and needs.
President-elect Spivey,
I saw it as an opportunity to learn and give to others. I mean, that's what I've done all my career, and I'm based mine off of if I can help others obtain their goal, then my goal would be achieved as well. So being around all of the folks that I saw when I first went to NARAB, I just saw that opportunity for to give both ways. One of the things that helped me become a broker was a midwinter conference in Miami, Florida, that I was on the fence about opening my own brokerage. And I went to this conference, sat down at a table with two NARAB members who I'd never met before, and they poured their hearts out to me as to how they opened and started their brokerage. And they had just recently did it. So those are the kind of things that I got from NARAB, and that helped me excel within my business. And it also gave me an opportunity to give back, because NARAB has classes on any given topic at their conventions. And one of the topics that I've always been asked to speak on was, how do you become a listing agent? And so that was my way of giving back to NARAB for what it had given to me. So it's a give and take, and I really enjoyed it. So I didn't see it as a sacrifice for taking time away. I saw it as a way of gaining things from being a part of NARAB.
Well, that's great. Emmerich, share with us the value proposition that made you make the time to get engaged.
Well, you know, Eric, here's the deal. We make time for what we want to make time for. You know, time, we all have the same 24 hours. It's just how we use it. So for me, I believe that to much as when people get a certain amount, they should give back a certain amount. And if we really take a look at where we are in our lives, a lot of us, then I believe that we're supposed to give back. I believe that we're supposed to commit a certain amount of time to giving to other people to help them grow. And, you know, it's been said time and time again, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. The reality is that none of us, particularly in our community, I shouldn't say none of us, most of us did not start out where we ended up at this point in our lives. So the only reason why we are where we are is because somebody helped us. So why wouldn't we reach back and help other people? And to be honest, we don't have a good answer for that. The only answer is that we have to, it's incumbent on us to reach back and help other people, because the only reason why we are where we are is because someone helped us.
That's a great point, and well spoken. President Cartwright, something that Emmerich is, I think, touching on is a term called servant leadership, which you say that NARAB is truly a school for servant leadership, reaching back, helping others, and serving others, and in doing so, achieving your own goals.
Even if you want to just go back and just address all the comments, in order to serve, in order to be able to make a commitment, in order to be able to deal with time management, it takes leadership skills. You have to be able to lead. You have to assemble your team. You have to make sure you have infrastructure so that you can leave your business and go and serve the organization, whether that's on a local, state, regional, or national level. And so that comes down to leadership. And, you know, Emmerich is spot on with his remarks, because you do have to serve others. And that's a good way to be in leadership, is just showing that you have the ability to serve. And I really think that that is a hidden value-added nugget inside the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, is that we have developed leaders that otherwise may not have been developed. Case in point, in my situation, I developed as a speaker because NARAB puts you on the spot a lot and you speak a lot. And so you will quickly learn how to address audiences and speak in front of large crowds. And so that became very comfortable for me. And we've done that for a lot of other leaders inside the organization. And over and above that, they have been given tasks and assignments and headed up committees where they had an opportunity to express their leadership, expose their talent, and drive their ideas and energies inside of an organization. And sometimes you can do that in your business, and then sometimes you need to step out of your business to be able to do that inside of a trade association. Thus, one of the values of being able to do that in NAWAB, because it is a volunteer organization. And so, like many organizations, from United Way to 100 Black Men, NAACP, whatever the case may be, those are volunteer organizations. And individuals not only volunteer their time, but they also make sure that they put the necessary time in to do a great job.
President-elect Spivey, can you share with me some success stories? In fact, you are a success story, that you were inspired by some NARAP members to start your own brokerage, and you were on the fence about it, and they obviously, their words of encouragement and the information they shared with you made a difference. Talk about some success stories, and I would like both you and Emmerich to really share with us some success stories of people in the organization that you've known from their very beginning to where they are now, and it's all because of what they, the skills they gain, the influence as they had in NARAP.
Well, Eric, let me first bound on that incident that happened in Florida when I sat down and talked to these two NARAP members. Prior to going to Florida, I was in negotiations with lease for a building to start a business at, and I had not committed to the lease. But after sitting down talking with these two young ladies, I made a phone call back to Maryland and had them fax over the lease and signed it in Florida so that I could secure the lease space for my office. So just the mere conversation with these two young ladies who poured their hearts out to me made me make that commitment. It just gave, put some confidence in me to make that commitment. In addition to that, every year I probably get three or four leads or referrals from a NARAP member. In addition, I give out three or four leads to other NARAP members across the country. It's just a lot that you receive from being a NARAP member that I haven't gotten from any other organization that I've been a part of. And then the other part about just coming to the conferences, there's always training classes that will help me grow my business and take back to the agents that are in my offices to help them grow as well. So I'm taking stuff from a NARAP conference, taking it back to my office, sharing it with the agents that weren't able to go to the conference. All of those kind of things help me in terms of growing our business.
Emmerich, share with me a success story, either with yourself or a member within your organization, of which you are regional vice president. And also, too, I'd be interested to know, did you become a broker while you were a member of NARAP? Did you have a similar experience that President-elect Spivey had?
Well, for me, I have been able to share my experience with other NARAP members. And the success story is that I was talking to a group of agents from the Midwest, and the conversation came to be, we'd like to open up a brokerage, but we don't know what we need to do. So I explained to them exactly what it takes to open up a brokerage, because everyone that believes they want to open up a brokerage really should not. Because sometimes broker means that you're just broker than everyone else. So if you're not running a really strong shop, broker, the connotation of the term broker, will mean something different to you. So it's that time that you take and that NARAP members take in the organization to mentor other people, to share your experiences, more importantly, to open up your resources to other people, to allow them an opportunity that they may not have pursued, such as President-elect Spivey and his situation with the folks that were in the Midwest with me at a Winter Regional. It's that opportunity to engage with other professionals, to get that guidance that you typically would not get, that open, honest, sharing experience, which we do at NARAB, and we make a lot of things as an open book. That way, if I make you stronger, then I'm stronger, and then we're collectively stronger as a group. And as Mr. Spivey was saying with the referrals, on a regular and consistent basis, I give referrals and I get referrals. It's a great place to be in. It really, truly is. For me, my real estate brokerage was already open when I joined NARAB. I looked at it as an opportunity for me to grow, for my agents to grow, and to get engaged in a giving, open, sharing environment, and that's what I found with NARAB. I believe that there are some things that I learned in NARAB that I would not have learned. I absolutely did not learn in other organizations, and I was in leadership in other organizations, and I turned my leadership roles down to join NARAB because I believe that NARAB had my best interests at heart more so than other organizations. And I can tell you this, we weren't 250 agents when I joined NARAB. We were right at about 55 or 60. And I can honestly say NARAB was a really good part of me being able to grow my brokerage to where it is now because it opened up my mind to more possibilities and that open sharing environment, either to me, from me to other people, or from other people to me, allowed me to expand my mental possibilities and understand that the power is now and there's limitless opportunities.
Thank you, Emirate. That is some great information about your experiences and the benefits you've gained as a member. Folks, there you have it. In NARAP, the benefits are many. Servant leadership, mentoring, referrals, opportunities. There's a lot you can get out of being a member of the organization. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to dive a little bit further into the opportunities that membership can bring and talk about some other things that are important for you to know about the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. We'll be right back right after this.
Hello, everybody. This is Eric Frazier. Please go to thepowerisnow.com website, and there you'll find all of the past shows. In fact, on the menu bar, you'll see radio. And you click on radio, you'll see live show. And in that section of the website, anything that's playing throughout the day will play under live show. If there's a particular show you're looking for that is played some time ago, just go to past shows, and you'll be able to listen to all the past shows. And not quite all of them, but most of the past shows on The Power Is Now. Folks, we've done over 160 shows. Can you believe that? Since August 20th, 2009, The Power Is Now has been bringing great programming every single week. We have The Power Is Now Breaking News, in which we have experts in the field break down the headline news in real estate. We have The Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, where we bring experts in real estate to talk about opportunities in real estate, strategies for real estate professionals, information they can use to grow their business. And then we have the Power Is Now University, which is typically professors, economists, tax experts, anybody who can provide information that we can use in our household or in dealing with financial-related challenges or just educating us to make better decisions. The Power Is Now University, it's a great tool for both real estate professionals and consumers. So we have the Power Is Now Breaking News, and we have the Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, and we have the Power Is Now University. Well, lastly, we have the Power Is Now Agent Spotlight. And I tell you, I really enjoy that program. It's because we bring on the very best in the business, top agents, come on the show, and they're willing to share all of their secrets, their success, their story, and how they made it to the top. Folks, we have had some great Power Agent Spotlight programs or shows. I encourage you to listen to them right there on The Power Is Now. Thank you for tuning in today on The Power Is Now. Continue to listen and continue to tell others about the great things that are happening on The Power Is Now. Like on us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on ActiveRing. We're all over the social media because we're trying to keep you informed and let you know about great opportunities to learn right here on The Power Is Now and absolutely for free. Thank you for joining us today on The Power Is Now. And we're back. For those of you who are just joining us, we are talking to leadership of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. We have on the phone President Julius Cartwright, the 27th President of NARAP, President-elect Donnell Spivey, and also Regional Vice President Emmerich Peace. They have been providing some great information about the association, the history of the organization, membership, and its value proposition. We want to now look at membership from a different perspective. Many people become members of trade associations for many different reasons. Over the last few years, the number one goal for many agents out there was to become an REO broker because they were so plentiful due to the mortgage crisis. Now that business seems to be fading away and the whole economy is changing. The market in real estate is changing. What should be the main goal of anyone seeking membership in the National Association of Real Estate Brokers or, for that matter, any real estate trade association? We'll begin with you, President Carter. Right.
I think the number one goal, and you heard me say stated before, is that you should not join an organization strictly for money or opportunity. I think that's the wrong intent. I think the intent is you join an organization because you believe in its mission, first and foremost. And if you believe in its mission, then the opportunities will come and derive as a result of you working with that organization. I think all too often what we see happening in our industry is that individuals run from one organization to the next seeking opportunities, and sometimes they become disenchanted or frustrated when those opportunities don't come through. And so to join an organization simply to get an REO account means that once that person gets that REO account, chances are they may not continue to pay dues and continue to be a member of the organization. They were really seeking the opportunity and economic value versus really the proper valuation of being a part of a real estate trade association such as NAREP.
Well, that's a great point, and I'm a witness to that, actually, that people see the organization as a path or gate to something bigger and greater, when in reality, their membership and their participation in that organization is perhaps what they should focus on, because the opportunities are far greater than just that one special account that they're seeking. President-elect Spivey, share with us your thoughts on this issue with membership and what members should be truly seeking.
Well, just as President Cartwright had said, I can't believe that people would join an organization and pay all the fees and do the traveling just to get an REO account. If you get an REO account today, it may be gone tomorrow. At that point, then that person would probably try to run somewhere else and get another opportunity. I think that you should join an organization because you believe in its mission and that you're going to give just as you receive and not just look to get from an organization. You know, I'm a member of Baptist Church, and I go to receive the word, but I also put in my time and do my due diligence for the church itself. So you always got to be looking at giving and not just receiving.
Great point, and I love the church analogy. You go to the Baptist Church because you believe in their mission and vision and what they're doing for the community, and you get a lot out of that. Regional Vice President Emmerich Peace, share with us your thoughts on some of the misconceptions about membership in NAREP, and for that matter, any real estate trade association.
Well, I'm a firm believer in you join things that you believe in. If you don't believe in it, don't join it. So as far as myself and membership, I think that if you're going to join any organization, you need to join the organization, get involved, and be a change agent. Come into the organization and figure out what you can bring to that organization. And you bringing something to that organization in turn is going to give you something back. Whether it's something specific and tangible, that's not the real answer. The answer is, are you growing? Are you growing from a leadership perspective? Are you growing from a mental awareness perspective? And ultimately, when you grow those things, financially, things will happen for you because you're better equipped to be a business person. And being involved in an organization, particularly NAREP, allows you to get exposure to events, to people, to opportunities that, quite frankly, I was never exposed to in the other organizations. So for me, it's coming from contribution. You know, what it's not what are you getting, it's what are you giving. And the more you give, the more you will ultimately get. And I think that's where we lose it in our society, where we go back to that rugged sense of individualism. And the reality is that that's not what got us to where we are today.
That's so true. It is kind of where we're at today in society, that rugged sense of individualism, you know, and not really community and, you know, plugging in into support. I'm not sure what can be done to change the attitude of some. How do you find people who are like you, Emmerich, who join an organization with the attitude, what can I bring to the organization? How can I make it better? How can I add value as opposed to what can you do for me? Because that may be the challenge that I face as a president of a local chapter, and finding people who are not asking what can I do for NAREP, but what can NAREP do for me.
Well, I think one of the big parts of that is that sometimes in our circle, we travel with people, and we travel with people. We just don't ask people, would they like to join NAREP? We don't invite people to our meetings a lot of times because we say, well, that's my friend, or we don't ask our friends to do things that we really should, because if your friends are really your friends, you would invite them to all of the same circles that you're in. You guys can grow on the same path. By the same token, you're always going to have people who join for for a disingenuous reason. The reality is that over time, time will weed those people out. The quality is in the quantity. So a lot of times you can't really determine why people are joining. Your objective is to get people to join, unless it's a person that you know absolutely have ill intentions. So a lot of times people join not expecting to be that engaged. However, they understand the commitment of the people around them, and, you know, positive energy breeds positive energy, just like negative energy breeds negative energy. So when they understand what the commitment level is of the people around them, that causes them to get just a little bit more excited, or it's going to cause them to walk away. And quite frankly, if you're going to walk away, walk away. If you're going to be engaged, be engaged. So you can't worry about the people that walk away. You can only be concerned about the people that are engaged, because those are the people who are going to really promote the cause and be engaged and be involved.
You know,
and
Eric, yes, sir.
Just to share one thing on that is we want to encourage people to come out and join and take a look at it. And I believe that it has to be in your heart. And sometimes when they come aboard, it's not in their heart, but at least they can get the feel and get the energy, just as Emmer can say it. But so we invite all persons that don't have ill feelings to come out and at least take a look at NALAB and see if it's for them or not. So we don't want to shut the door on them if, even if they have intentions of coming to get an REO account. But come, share, come, and just be a part of it and see if it's for you or not.
Oh, great point. President Cartwright, based on these comments made by both Emmerich and President-elect Spivey, would you say the organization's focus truly is on quality versus quantity? We're not really looking to be the largest organization, but a powerful organization with committed individuals?
Yeah, because I think it's not the size that it dropped, it's the power it dropped. And I do want to back up on the comments that we just made and just really stress to all of your listeners that, you know, NARAB's members, its leaderships, its chapter presidents, and one of our missions is to bring economic value to its members, is to bring opportunities, is to educate them and train them and develop them. I don't want individuals to join our organization solely on the basis of riding the economic value train. That cannot be the deal. Because if you don't get any business, or you don't get an REO account, or you don't increase your short sales as a result of being a member of NARAB in 6 months or 90 days or a year, and you then all of a sudden the value changes. I mean, that can't be the number one motivation. It should be a motivation for you to do it, but it can't be the number one priority. And so I think somehow we have to get people educated. And I think that's happening today, because by virtue of having this radio broadcast and having individuals listening, I think they can really start to understand what it really means to open the door. And I think if you stay with the game plan and you stay with the trade association long enough, there will be no doubt that those opportunities will present themselves. Money-making opportunities will avail. And oftentimes they avail, and members have gotten involved with the organization and they've fallen off. And then they come scurrying back to get on board, and everybody else has it. And they say, well, politics, only the leaders, only the people at the top get the opportunities. No, the opportunity was there, but you decided not to continue to stay engaged in the process. You dropped out because you didn't see the value. And so, you know, we've been at the forefront. Our members have gotten REOs for years, and right now the REO market has been saturated, and short sales have exceeded REO. So that's not the number one trend anymore. But, you know, prior to this foreclosure crisis, I mean, our organization has been getting REOs for the past 20, 25 years. You know, before it became popular to be an REO agent, we were already doing it. We were in that space, and we'll be in whatever space is in the future as this market rebounds. We're going to continue to be there. That's the value add of a trade association like our association, that's really geared up toward educating you and preparing you for what's going on in the market. And I think it's back to your core question. It's education. It's understanding, and all we can do is continue to put the information out there and let people digest it, and the real leaders and the real members that are supposed to be part of our organization will become a part of it. It's not for everybody. Every organization is not for everybody. We're looking for the right people to be associated with our organization, and that right time is now to be part of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers.
And, Mr. President, just to follow up on that, you know, Eric, people join different organizations for different reasons. reasons. And the reality is that if you join that organization and you don't get what you expected to get out of the organization, the real conversation come back to, did you apply yourself properly to the organization in order to take the best benefit of what was presented to you? Because the reality is that all opportunities are open to all people. If you don't apply yourself properly or you don't seek the proper knowledge to find out what opportunities actually exist, that's not the organization's fault. That's your fault as an individual because you did not plan properly. Actually, you did not talk the right language or attend the right events, or maybe you didn't attend events at all. And that's the reality. And that's one of the things about attending our conferences is that there's so much opportunity given at our conferences. And when you attend those, it's just so much information, so much knowledge. And what you're doing by not attending, you're actually hindering your ability to take full advantage of what the organization has to offer.
Well stated, Emmerich. It is what you put into it, you get out of it, and more. And I think that goes for all things in which we engage ourselves or apply ourselves, from education to family to relationships to marriage, everything. You're only going to get out of it what you are willing to invest in it. This has really been inspirational and very frank, I think, and perhaps that's what real estate agents need, is some straight talk about membership, that really you shouldn't join NARAP or any association for that matter just to get your next transaction or your next account or something of that nature, but you should be, your motive should be much higher and more evolved as a person. There should be a desire to have to be a part of an organization that mirrors your values and has a mission and a vision that you can truly embrace. You know, let's break it down in a summary form. President Cartwright, I am a real estate professional, and I've just left a general session of a local chapter, and, you know, I like the people there. I'm interested, but not interested enough to move forward and write a check and become a member. As a chapter president, I would be interested to know, what would your conversation be? I hate to put you on the spot like this. Actually, rather enjoying putting you on the spot like this. Because you are a skilled orator, what would you say to me to help me understand
simply,
why?
I would simply say to you, why wouldn't you be a member of the association? See, here's the thing. When you start to look at any real estate professional, regardless, and we're open to all professionals, whether you're a contractor, home inspector, when you look at the cost of joining an association and the cost-benefit analysis of being a part of it, it's really such a small amount. And I think Emmerich's comments were really very specific to the application, because if you join that local chapter and never attend any meeting and never come to a midwinter conference or never come to a national convention, then you see that organization through that local lens. It is not until you not only join it, but stay engaged in the process, as I mentioned earlier. I mean, there's other organizations I'm a part of that I don't participate in, but I can't expect a whole lot out of organizations that I'm not involved in. And maybe they're doing a lot and I don't even know. And I think that's part of the situation. You have to see it. You have to be vertically integrated, locally as well as nationally. And I think that you cannot afford, if you're an African American in the United States of America and you're in real estate, you need to be associated with the oldest, largest African-American real estate trade association in the country. It's a no-brainer. You know, it's like having a listing and not putting a sign out in front of it or not putting it into the MLS to be able to market that property. You're really limiting your exposure to the industry. And so one of the strong points of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers is our political capital. That's what we really bring to the table. Our relationships, not only with our congressional leaders, but other leaders. And as you heard President-elect speak on the front end of this call, is the fact that for the first time in America, we have an African-American president, and he's serving his second term. And so you don't get a chance to do anything great in America as a president unless you're a two-term president. And so we have to take full advantage of that. And so a lot of individuals are limited in scope in their thinking and their real understanding, and some of us try to weigh everything with a cost-benefit analysis and put everything down on paper and say, hey, this just doesn't justify. But if you're a hitter and you're a shaker and a mover in the business and you expect to be a rainmaker and deliver transactions on a regular basis, then you're going to join most associations and play a role in it, or you're going to pick one association or two to really pay, get involved, and play a role. It's just a reality. And I think that if you don't do that, you're really shortchanging yourself because you have everything to gain and absolutely nothing to lose. Because at the worst case scenario, you will get an education and you will be exposed to a larger network, one that's far greater than what you have now. And you've already heard all of us touch on how the network has helped us grow our business in terms of transactions and referrals.
Thank you, Mr. President. Where do I sign? How can anyone resist that argument? Let me play devil's advocate, though. You spoke directly to an African-American. There are chapters that are not in predominantly African-American cities or areas. I just so happen to be chapter president of one, of which African-Americans only represent about 2% of the population. Are we an organization that is just serving African-American real estate professionals, or are we open to others? And what would be the value proposition outside of race for Caucasians, Hispanics, Middle Eastern, people of other ethnicities?
So that's right over the plate. Go ahead and knock it out the park.
Okay. So here's the deal. Okay. It really doesn't matter. And you've noticed I've never said anything about race. Here's the reality. We live in America. We live in a multicultural society. We all have to figure out how to make this American society work as a whole. To not be engaged with NARAB, I think that members of other racial backgrounds, I think that they're missing a treat, because ultimately what you get with NARAB is you get a genuine engagement of people. There's no false pretense. There's the real function of doing business within a minority community. There's also the real function of learning from some high-level professionals. More importantly, as I always say, you know, in that process of giving something, you're getting something. So from a multicultural perspective, the same way that NARAB is primarily an African-American organization, someone from another culture can bring something different to us as a group to help enlighten us, to help us better understand how to deal with other cultures, likewise as they will get in learning from a different culture. So this is one big mission that we're all on, and the mission is called success. And the more people you include on your journey to success, the better your journey is going to be, because we never know where our next opportunity is going to come from. And if you're not in the room, you're absolutely going to miss the opportunity. So I believe that NARAB is a great opportunity to help, get involved, get engaged. Also, it's a great opportunity to receive numerous, many, multiple blessings and unleash your true potential.
Well said, Emmerich. President-elect Spivey, would you like to add to this discussion about race and the involvement of others in the organization that are not African Americans?
Well, I've been attending the NARAB conferences since 1989. I have never known NARAB to turn anyone away or to talk against anyone being in attendance or joining our organization. My saying is, as an old adage goes, our strength is in numbers. And when we can grow our numbers, then we can increase our benefits and opportunities to our members. So I welcome all race of people to join NARAB.
Donnell, I agree with you. Our strength is in numbers, and we will be able to provide even greater opportunities in the future as we grow in number. And those numbers have absolutely nothing to do with race. This has been a fabulous discussion, folks, about membership in the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. I appreciate Emmerich Peace and Donnell Spivey and our president, Julius Cartwright, for their wise comments, their candor about membership in the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. We're going to take our final commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some special events that are coming up within the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, both next few weeks, actually, the Midwinter Conference, and then in the summer, the National Convention. We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Hello, everybody. everybody. This is Eric Frazier. I just want to take a minute to tell you about the great things that are happening on The Power Is Now. Did you know that The Power Is Now has programming that takes place every single day? That's right. Every single day, there's a show playing on The Power Is Now. And not just one show, but shows throughout the day, every single day. There's an 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. There's a 12 o'clock show, a 3 o'clock and a 5 o'clock show. We even have a 7 o'clock show every single day, folks. You can catch some great information right here on The Power Is Now. Just go to thepowerisnow.com and click under Live Show. You'll see whatever's playing at that time. You'll hear it right there on The Power Is Now. Whatever is playing throughout the day will be on the live show. And if there's a particular show you want to listen to, just go to the past shows or to the Power Agent Spotlight or the Real Estate Resource or The Power Is Now Breaking News. Folks, The Power Is Now is just jam-packed with great information for real estate professionals and consumers. And I want to encourage you to tune in every day and listen to all the shows. There are over 160 shows that have been recorded on The Power Is Now, all about real estate, empowering real estate agents with information, empowering consumers with information, information that is relevant, information that is current, information that they can use. The Power Is Now. Remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. That's what The Power Is Now is all about, and that's why we have this information playing every single day on The Power Is Now radio. Please go to thepowerisnow.com and like on us. In fact, go to LinkedIn and connect with me, Eric Frazier, and The Power Is Now. We're also on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. We're all over the social media, and of course, on Facebook. You can even listen to our podcast on Facebook, because we make sure that we notify those of you who are following us on Facebook every week with the upcoming shows. Well, that's it for now. We hope you'll continue to listen to The Power Is Now and tell others about it. Thank you for listening today on The Power Is Now.
And we're back. Folks, this has been a great show with the National Association of Real Estate Brokers Leadership, President Julius Cartwright, President-elect Donnell Spivey, and Regional Vice President Emmerich Peace. I don't know about you, but if I was not a member of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, I'd be signing up online right now, because I have been convinced by the wisdom and the frankness of these NARAP leaders about the organization. I appreciate NARAP. That's why I'm a member, and I appreciate what each of these gentlemen are doing to help move this organization forward. And all those who have already paid their dues and are members in 2013, welcome to the family of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. We're going to move now to our final comments and announcements, and we're going to start with our president. Again, President Cartwright, thank you so much for being on the show today and just sharing your experience, your knowledge and history of this organization, and truly being frank about membership and its value proposition to prospective members of the organization.
Yes, thank you, Eric, and it's been a great show, and I just want to really go back to the piece that you mentioned for chapters such as Orange County, where it may be 50% or 30% African Americans or 70% African Americans, and there's other nationalities. I would encourage them, because NARAB is open to all races, and I would encourage them, if you have a business, because I know in California you guys make money and you guys close deals, but if you have a business and you have a $100,000 a year business, if you can pick up a book of business and understand how to work in African American community, it will enhance your business. And so I would encourage you and challenge you, particularly all of our chapters in California, because California has the most diversity among its chapters than anywhere else in the country. And so I would encourage you guys to be involved and participate in our Midwinter Conference and our National Convention, because it's another opportunity for you to get a book of business that you may not be working in that market today, and you have an opportunity to do so. So I think that's the real takeaway at the end of the day, is for you to come to a conference and see if it's worth it, to sit in the classes, the workshops, and see if you've learned anything new, if you were inspired, and if you challenge yourself, your office, your team, or whatever it happens to be, to get involved with the National Association of Real Estate Brokers.
Well, thank you, President Cartwright, for that clarification. And for the record, the African-American population in Orange County is about 2%. Greater than 50% of those people, of African-Americans, live in North Orange County, Fullerton, Buena Park, Brea, those areas, and the balance are non-African-Americans. It is a melting pot of diversity. From Hispanics to Asians, Middle Eastern, Orange County truly is a melting pot of diversity and a tremendous opportunity to start a real estate business, to grow a real estate business, and irrespective of the person's race, religion, NAREP has the information, they have the contacts, they have the network, they have the leadership, they have everything that anyone needs to want to learn the business, grow their business, or to take their business to the next level. President-elect Spivey, you are about to enter into another level within the organization, and you must be proud to be literally months away from being the next president, the 28th president of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. Tell us about the national convention that's coming up in which you will be installed as president.
Thank you, Eric. I am so excited. It's been a long road, but I'm embarking on becoming the 28th president of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. I am so proud, and I encourage each and every one of your listeners to be present in Denver. The actual installation will take place on August the 7th, 2013. It will be held at the Grand Hyatt, downtown Denver, and I encourage each and every one of you to be there. Doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what age you are. We have something called a young realtist. If you're young, come and be a part of this historical event. It will be our first time having a conference in Denver, convention in Denver. So I would encourage and would be so proud to see each and every one of your listeners in Denver in August 2013. Thank you very much.
Well, you can certainly expect for the Orange County chapter to be there in force. I'm looking forward to seeing your installment as president, the 28th president of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. I appreciate you also taking time out of your schedule to share your thoughts about the organization and about membership and its value proposition. Emmerich Peace, regional vice president, tell us about the Midwinter Conference that's coming up here in California, actually, and then also about what's happening in your area. I appreciate you taking time to be with us on this call today and calling from Maryland, I understand, right?
Absolutely, yes. So in San Diego in February, annual Midwinter, we're going to have a great time. We have a really, really great lineup. We're dealing with issues all the way from short sales to the language of sales. How do you have an award-winning conversation with your client? How do you convert your clients, potential clients into clients? And there's one thing that said, your language will determine your clients. And if you're not talking the right language, you're not going to get the right clients. And that's one of the classes that's going to be offered at the Midwinter in San Diego in February. One of the big things about February in San Diego is also we're bringing sales trainers from across the country to come in and bring value-added conversation to our convention. What that really means is that the courses that are there are geared and designed to help you make money. And I think that's really, really important, is that we have to have courses that bring value to our members, one, that are income-generating. Number two, we have to have courses that help our membership understand that we are a member benefit organization, and there's a component to our membership, as I always say, of giving, because our members take the time to come to our conventions, so we should take the time to properly educate our members to grow their businesses. So San Diego in February, NAREP Midwinter, it's going to be a wonderful time.
Emmerich, I'm looking forward to that conference, and what I like about what you've just said in terms of the content that's going to be delivered is that NAREP recognizes that it's time to get back to the basics, the
right.
Basics of selling real estate and communicating with people. I think that's good news.
Well, it's great because, you know, in the times that we're in now and what we've been through, the reality is that people keep talking about the market. It's the greatest time in history to buy real estate. Interest rates are at 3.25%. When are we ever going to see 3.25%? The reality is that people are going to buy and sell real estate. The only difference is, are they going to buy and sell real estate from you? And if you're not speaking the right language, the answer is no. So our responsibility coming into this convention is to educate our members properly, to allow our members to have something different, another tool in their tool belt in order to grow their business from a real estate perspective. And that's our focus on this year's midwinter in San Diego, is to help our members earn more income.
Well, earning more income is what every real estate professional wants to do. They are in the business to provide for their families and to work in something in which they're passionate about. And I understand that you should find something you're passionate about if you want to be successful in it. And it's clear to me that all three of you are passionate about what you do. You're passionate about selling real estate. You're all successful entrepreneurs, broker owners of successful real estate offices. And you're passionate about the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, because you all sit in very important positions in the organization. I am thankful for the opportunity that you guys have provided us to learn more about the organization and sharing your personal experiences about NARAP. I appreciate it. I know I speak on behalf of the Powers Now audience, but they appreciate it as well. And I know I speak for the thousands of realtors out there that are members of this organization. I know that they are very proud to hear all three of you truly represent this organization on this interview today, on this show today, in a very professional way. You are leaders and role models of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. Before we end this call, I would like to give you one more opportunity just to make the case, and I'm going to take advantage of the fact that I'm the president of the Orange County chapter. Please make a final case to join the organization here in Orange County, as well as any local chapter throughout the United States. And we'll start with you, Emmerich. You're so articulate. I appreciate you sharing for the benefit of the Orange County chapter, and as well as other chapters throughout the United States. Become a realtor today because...
Become a realtor today because at the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, we are a group of professionals that are committed to serving our mantra, democracy and housing. More importantly, we are giving to an organization, and when you give into an organization, you should receive something back. And our objective is to make sure that as much as you give, you receive.
Fantastic. I like that. President-elect Donnell Spivey.
You should join NARAP because you have an opportunity to work with professionals in all disciplines, from real estate agents to real estate brokers to home inspectors to title companies. And all of these people will be at our conferences, and you can network across the country with any of those folks, and they're free, willing to give you information about what they do and how they can help you grow your business.
Thank you so much. President Cartwright, take us home.
You need to join the Realtors Association because the Realtors can take you places that you cannot go on your own. We can help you get there. We can put your name where you can't put your own name. We can open doors for you that you cannot open on your own inside of your own company. So once again, join the Realtors Association. Thank you.
There you have it, folks. Become a Realtors today. You will not regret it. Leadership, education, networking, relationships that will last a lifetime, and business development. All of it is there and more in the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. Well, that's another wrap of the Power Is Now online radio. Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Please grab the link to this show and send it out to everybody you know. Just go to the Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/thepowersnow, and you can grab the link, the embed code, and put it on your website. If you are a realtor already, you're proud to be a member of this organization, let others know about it. Embed this show on your website so when people come, they can listen and learn about what a realtor is. If you are not a member of the Real Estate National Association of Real Estate Brokers, I want to encourage you to become a member today. Just go to the website, NAREB.com, NAREB.com, and you can find a chapter anywhere, just about anywhere in the United States. If you're in Orange County, go to OCAREB.com, the Orange County Association of Real Estate Brokers. We're also known as the Orange County Realtors, and you can find us at OC Realtors. REALTIST.org. This show would not be possible without the Power Is Now team. First, I want to thank our sound engineer, Slavi Pagov, out of Bulgaria. He puts this show together, folks, every day, takes care of all the mistakes I make on every show, so I appreciate him. Deidre Davey, our relationship manager, who books the shows of the Power Is Now and makes sure that everything is playing okay on Blog Talk Radio. In addition to that, we have others who are working diligently to make this show possible, from our graphic artists, Sadip Royal, to our web designer who updates the web pages, Goldie Ponce. There is a lot that goes on in putting on a radio show, and I appreciate every single person and the contributions they make to this show every day to make it happen. Thank you again for joining us today. The show is being recorded and it's available immediately for listening on thepowerisnow.com and also on blogtalkradio.com/thepowerisnow. Remember, the power is now. We are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. Thank you for joining the call. Have an awesome day. See you next week on The Power Is Now.